grab a drink, and get comfortable, because the Real Hooligans are about to drop some movie knowledge on your ass. And now, here's Tim and David.
All right, you hooligans, you vampires, you creatures of the night. It's time for your favorite podcast, Real Hooligans. David Kane.
Tim English.
What's up, brother?
How we doing?
Man, I am chilling. It's a Sunday. We record on Sundays, and we record early, which sometimes I wonder, is this the best way to do this? I know for a while, our schedules kind of forced this.
Yeah.
This time on us.
Should we have done this episode in the dark of night?
I don't know. I really don't know what I wouldn't be doing anything else except for sitting here smoking weed and watching movies. So it's not like I'm going to be doing anything else.
Okay. Well, then
you're not disrupting anything. Anyways. So it's like a Sunday morning. We're getting ready to talk some Blade 2 today. You're wondering what today's show is about, it's about Blade 2, the 20th anniversary of the original black superhero, man. The first on screen, unless you count like Shaft or something.
I don't think so.
Shaft?
No, it's Blade.
Shut your mouth. Okay.
Blade's a badass, man.
Oh, man, I love Blade.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
If you can't have fun with Blade, you shouldn't be watching movies.
No. And I remember, that first Blade movie, I saw the trailer for Spider-Man. I was like, oh my God. It was the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Trailer.
The original. The very right. Original.
And I just remember, I was like, oh my God. I mean, because that was exciting, because this was a comic book character that wasn't Superman or Batman.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there just wasn't that shit at the time. I mean, it's weird to think, I hate to say I lived in a time when...
You old fucker.
Right. I mean, but it was, 20 some odd, a little bit over 20 years ago. There weren't that, it was Blade, it was the X-Men, and then Spider-Man, and then, man, that shit just, the floodgates opened.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll get into all that today. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Blade 2. But David has 5 questions, I'm sure.
Always 5 questions, Tim.
Let's do them.
Pick your vampire killing weapon.
Ooh. Man, I don't know, dude. I really like the stake through the heart action, but I feel like I'm gonna have like a weapon, like a staff,
yes,
or something like that that keeps him at bay. I don't know, man. Something like that. Something I can wield. I like the idea of like swords and shit. I think that would be kind of a cool, like, just fucking fighting vampires with like swords and just like, What would you have, like silver sword or something? Just slice them in half. I mean, I guess Blade kind of does that a little bit, but
sure.
I'd go with, let's say a staff, some sort of a spear staff.
You like a little more up close and personal with your vampires.
Yeah, I guess so. What are you going with?
I'm going the other way. I want to keep these bitches at bay. I want a long distance weapon. Give me a rifle of some sort, a shotgun of some sort with vampire bullets in it, or give me one of those fucking light up grenade things where I could take out like 30 of them at the same time.
I honestly feel like Blade really has it all going on. He's got the guns, he's got the swords, he's got the little weapons that kind of poof UV. Anyways.
All right. How long would it take for Blade to decimate the Twilight vampires?
Oh, that is, obviously one of the best memes in the history of memedom is the how Twilight should have ended, and it's Edward sitting there and Blade standing behind him.
Yes.
something I make sure to send my daughter every now and then, be like, this could have gone a different way.
Would you rather see a Blade crossover with Buffy or with Morbius?
Buffy.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And we'll talk about Morbius
today.
This
was just a chance to take a cheap shot at Morbius.
This is Morbius weekend that we're recording. Morbius has hit theaters, and as a film critic here in Kansas City, we were not offered screening links or an in-person press screening of this movie. It's either Kansas City Film Critics or me. It's quite possible they're like, leave Tim out of this. He's not going to say anything nice anyway.
They've listened.
Probably not, because I've heard... Next question.
Where is your hype level for a Blade reboot?
Pretty high, dude. Honestly, it's pretty high. And I will just, you know... Because I like to throw names out there and, you know, name drop. But I have met Mahershala Ali before.
Yes.
And which was really cool. I met him at the Critics' Choice Awards. And I gave him some love for the 4400.
Wow.
Do you remember that show? Yes. It was on like USA. He was on that show. Sure. That was like my first introduction to him as an actor. And I was always like, dude, I really like this guy. You know, he became one of my favorite characters on the show just because he's like a good actor, and his character was like the least ridiculous, I think.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I gave him some love for that. I think he's going to be great. It's going to be obviously interesting this Blade. It's pretty hardcore, man, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty cartoony watching it now.
Sure, sure. But it pretty violent in the scope of...
Yeah, in the concept of it, it is. So.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to see what they do.
All right. You're at a vampire Hollywood at some crazy industrial rave. Who is the first celebrity you drain? Who are you going after?
Oh,
whose neck are you biting,
what
Tim?
What celebrity would I drain?
At this Hollywood party?
I don't know. For some reason, Natalie Portman popped into my head.
Wow.
Yeah. Not even like in a I want to kill her kind of way. Just like... I feel like I would use... I don't know why. It just popped into my head, so I have to say
she should be a vampire with you.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that'd be all right.
Right. All right. That's five questions.
What about you, dude?
Oh, man.
Are you going to, like, murder somebody? See, I'm, like, turning people with
yeah,
me, man.
Yeah, I'm turning people.
Yeah.
Not Angelina Jolie. She would enjoy that. She'd be, like,
yeah, I feel
signing
like,
up for I it, and like that doesn't make it any fun.
When you have, like, the clans of vampires. She's already got her own clan, yes. I'm assuming, yes. Right? Like, you would like, bite her, and she'd be like, dude, what are you doing?
Get off me, man. Yeah.
I've been at this way longer than you have.
Yeah, right. All right, that's five, Tim.
All right, man. Cool, cool, cool. All right, well, Blade 2, 2002, directed by Academy Award winner Guillermo del Toro, written by, among others, David S. Goyer, who is...
He's done some other stuff.
Man, this dude has done a lot of other stuff. I mean, a movie that, oh my God, will you remember to do this one? Because we've talked about this for years now, a fantastic movie, Dark City.
Yes.
I want to do that as a show. Well, he wrote that.
Let's get on it.
Dark Knight. You know, he's got some hits and misses. Batman versus Superman. He really got on the Batman movies for too long. And I think that ultimately, while I do like David S. Goyer as a writer, I feel like anytime you have one voice on something for too long, it becomes stale. And I think that's what was a huge problem with Batman is they tried to bring back the guy that wrote Nolan's movies.
Yeah.
And you know, but it was at that point, it was more of a puppet act. It was like, okay, but right. We want you to write like that, except this is what we want to write, but you have to write like the Nolan stuff, but this, you can't write the Nolan stuff. You have to write these stupid plot points.
Yes. You got to hit all these.
You have to write it like it's the Nolan. I mean, you know, so anyways, so this is a fascinating movie, a sequel to the, what did the first one come out in 2001?
Yeah.
Like just a year before.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes. Pumped up pretty quick. Wesley Snipes, Blade, the Daywalker.
The badass.
Who else is in this? Chris Christopherson's back as a Whistler.
He's got a new sidekick in Norman Reedus.
Yeah. All right.
Scud.
Okay, so I always have to bring Owen in on this, but you know, Owen's watching this and he was like, oh Jesus, what's up with discount Norman Reedus? And I was like, no, that is Norman Reedus. He goes, oh man.
Actually the guy.
Yeah, I was like, it's just 20 years ago. He's like, oh wow. Anyway, so then we have Matt Schulz plays Chupa. And listeners may know him as that idiot from the Fast and the Furious that is like a little rival with Brian. As Brian's infiltrating the group, he's like, man, this guy's a cop. And Dom's like, shut up. That's my boy. He protected me. So, yeah, obviously you have Ron Perlman, who is just... Do you like Ron Perlman?
You know, I think he falls into that category we've dumped some other actors in, where I kind of like you more off screen and other things that you're doing than I actually do in your movies. But he gets it pretty right in this one.
There is one movie, and I'm trying to find this. It's an older one. Man, we're going back to the 90s. Let me find this movie. It is right.
I really like the 90s.
Shoot.
Take us back.
It is The Last Supper. Thank you. This movie is about a bunch of little liberal yuppies that are just kind of fed up with like right wing people. And so they decide to invite them over to dinner, and then they kill them and they bury them in the backyard, and they're using these people basically as like fertilizer for like these tomatoes they're growing. Right. And that description, weird. That just took a, you were like, wow, I did not expect that to go that direction.
No.
This movie, The Last Supper, is Ron Perlman. He has a fantastic, he's one of the people that they invite over, and I won't spoil his role, but he's just great, steals the movie. But this is Cameron Diaz is in it, Ron Eldred, Courtney B. Vance, Nora Dunn, Bill Paxton,
pretty good cast.
Amber Taylor, Charles Durning, Mark Harmon. You know, it's a little indie movie. My wife and I saw it at the Liberty Hall Theater in Lawrence, you know, which is just, you know, they get the small movies. But anyways, Perlman obviously is probably most famously known as either the Beast from the old Beauty and the Beast show.
Yeah.
Or Hellboy.
Hellboy. It's got to be Hellboy.
Man, it depends on how old you are. My mom, God bless her soul, she knows him as Beauty and the Beast, I'm sure.
Right.
Anyways, all right. So all these people are playing like vampires, okay? Now, Blade is a vampire, but he's a daywalking vampire, so he doesn't like the other vampires.
He's a hybrid.
And now there's these other vampires who are eating vampires and who are now a threat to a vampire. So now they've got to go to the daywalker and be like, hey, we're the vampires, but we need your help with these other vampires that are killing us vampires. It's like X2, right?
Kind of, essentially. Friend of my...
Have you seen Hellboy 2?
Yeah, Golden Army.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's gonna come into... that's going to be more important as we get to the end of this movie. Okay, so basically, Wesley Snipes has to team up with vampires, right?
Yeah. But not really. Kind of, but not really. I mean, everybody's working their own angle.
Sure. And Ron Perlman and these other dudes, Lenora Varela, she plays Nyssa. They're all these other they're vampires, but they're all like the Matrix. They all came out of the Matrix, which is what I loved about those movies. I was like, why are all these vampires like so rich, and they all have like these matrixy little suites? And
yes,
it's not as grungy as the last movie was.
No, not as dark. I don't think.
Way more, yeah, and that was like right after. I mean, I guess Blade came out after The Matrix, but this was like after The Matrix really got popular.
Right.
You hear about Del Toro latched onto that vision. Anyways, so, Donnie Yen, don't forget he plays Snowman. Donnie Yen, I wouldn't mind doing a
Donnie Yen show?
Yeah.
Sign me up for that one.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
How do you say the is it IP or is it Ip Man?
Yep.
I've seen the first one.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great movie.
There's some other great ones in there.
Yeah.
Not the fourth one.
Right. I think we've talked about this before, that you said not the fourth one. So I'd like to watch some more of those. He's a badass dude. All right. So let's just talk about, I don't know, Wesley Snipes' Blade. I mean, is he one of those guys, David, for you, where... I won't say you can't imagine anybody else, because I know we're both looking forward to Mahershala. But is he like, is he in that ring of honor with Robert Downey and Christopher Reeve as like, you know, he's your pedestal for that character?
He defines that character. Yes, very much so. And perfect casting for that time, I think. I mean, it just worked. He made Blade work. For all its cheesiness and kick-ass action, you know, he was right there to deliver with both of them.
Yeah, and I did think, okay, obviously we talked about there's some really bad CGI going on in this movie.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's like, I don't know if it's fair to say that, because here we are in 2022.
Sure.
Critiquing, you know. But at the same time, I can watch The Matrix and I do not pick out anything where I'm like, ooh, that bullet time is not aging well. Yeah, no, that movie is right. Still badass. Uh-huh. The original Star Wars movie is still a great, you know.
Yeah.
I'll listen to arguments about the prequels, you know, and some of the effects.
Sure.
It's over-reliant, you know, and this, I don't know, man, there's a lot of CGI blood and, there's just a lot of weird places where CGI is used and it stands out.
Yes.
And it hurts the action in some points. But I didn't notice that 20 years ago.
I wasn't picking on that.
I wasn't thinking about it 20 years ago, but I did notice it. You know, it was noticeable.
Sure.
But I did find myself, I mean, the fights, when there's actual fights, they're fun to watch.
One that I found really fun in particular, it's like in the dark room where they appear to be doing renovations and Blade, that they're on a like a piece of scaffolding, you know, that's only a couple of feet wide,
right?
And they're going back and forth and flipping over one another. The CGI wasn't great in him bouncing off the walls and escaping when the sunlight poured through. But, you know, that was a pretty solid fight scene. Yeah. A good martial arts hand-to-hand combat.
And I think we've always thrown out love for actors who do their own fight choreography or as much as they can, stunts. Wesley Snipes, you can tell he's very dedicated.
Yeah.
You know, it's in most of those shots, it's very clearly him,
yeah.
You know, and especially in a lot of those close combat scenes, you know, and he's got skills and not just in this choreographer worked with me to do this motion.
Yeah.
Like you watch in like the CW shows where you can just tell they're all like step one, two, three, block, you know, and yes. It's like everywhere around the room, it's like everybody's kind of got the same rhythm, you know, going. And so it's always gratifying to watch a movie, an action movie like this, with an actor who's dedicated to the action and not just, you know, I mean, some guys just like to be the action guy, but don't like to do the action. They just know it looks good on the poster, it looks good in the trailer and, sure. You know, on a big screen. But Keanu Reeves, you know, guys, all, you know, some of these do like to get down and dirty, man.
Yeah. How do you think Wesley Snipes would fare in actual hand-to-hand combat? If you threw him in with somebody that... Okay. For example, throw him in with a guy like Yen.
No, I don't think he would last very long against Donnie Yen. I mean, but that dude's one of the most dangerous people on the planet, so that's almost like an unfair...
Yeah, you always wonder how much is...
What about Wesley Snipes, Wesley Snipes versus The Rock?
I think The Rock is just too large and overpowering.
Yeah?
I think that large and suffocating that could be okay. would probably be an unfair...
I mean, Statham would kick Wesley Snipes' ass.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one.
I think that's what I would like to see. I kind of slowed down saying that, but...
What about prime Jean-Claude Van Damme or prime Steven Seagal?
Versus Snipes?
Yes.
Man. Well, I think Steven Seagal, I think he's a pretty fucking serious dude about that shit. So he's probably pretty fucking hardcore.
Back in the day, I think. Yeah. In his Under Siege day.
Yeah.
You know?
Van Damme. I don't know. That'd be another good fight, I think.
Okay. I would like to see it.
Van Damme's got some moves, though.
At the Kumite. Let's see this.
And I know, and you know, we talked about doing another tournament this summer. Maybe we do some sort of a
martial artist in Hollywood.
Yeah. We've talked about doing like badass characters. Maybe we have like I don't know.
Is there anyone that can compete with Bruce Lee, though? Who would you put in there?
I don't know. Maybe that's like where Bruce Lee goes to the end, you know, like Daniel did in Karate Kid 3. You know, he just like skips to the finals. Yeah. And then we like have a tournament. And then we talk about how badly would Bruce Lee beat this dude's ass.
Yes.
You know, and then we throw Cliff Booth in there and be like, but what if Cliff Booth showed up?
Of course.
Anyways, all right, we're getting off track. But the point is, Wesley Snipes is...
he's pretty badass.
He's fun to watch in this. You can tell that he's working very hard on it. Now we talked about Donnie Yen. He is one of the fight coordinators on this, as was Snipes. All right, so let's talk about Norman Reedus.
That's good.
Now, what's funny about this is, like, I totally remember Norman Reedus being in this and did not say anything to my wife and son last night or the other night when we rewatched it because I wanted them to have that moment of, is that fucking Norman Reedus?
Yeah, that's Norman Reedus. It is.
Because when I saw Walking Dead, I was like, oh, that's that dude from...
from Blade 2.
Well, I mean, he's also in...
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, yeah. I mean, but, you know, it was like I totally remembered him from Play 2, yeah. You know, so. Now, the one question, and I don't know, I guess we don't have to worry about spoilers, but now, he plays Scud. He's a familiar who's working with the vampires. Because the vampires, I can't remember what the plot twist of this, they had like some really...
They were engineering new vampires to compete with
Blade. Right. And then they were doing all this to try to capture him so that they could use him to create Daywalkers.
Yes.
Daywalkers, they were going to mix like this other breed of vampire they created with him.
Yeah, the Anyways, Reapers. It was,
yeah, the Reapers, right. Now, let's talk about Scud. Scud is a familiar. Now, there's a scene in this movie where there's a big fight in an action sequence, and they're all fighting inside this club, I think, and Scud's out in this truck because he's like the guy in the chair, you know,
essentially.
And but he's being attacked by vampires.
Reapers.
Yes. Right. Why are they attacking him? Aren't they all involved in this? Aren't they all on the same? Yeah. I mean, if the vampires were using the Reapers, why were they attacking him? I just didn't understand it. They're unfamiliar. Their guy on the inside.
Maybe.
Why weren't they protecting him? It just didn't make any sense, David. That's all I'm saying. So it's revealed later that Scud is a bad guy.
Yeah, he's been at work. He let him in. I gave him the keys.
Yeah, it just was, you know, my whole thing was like, I was like, oh, but why were they letting those dudes attack him if he was like their meal ticket to get all this information? I just, you know, but I know it's one of those things where somebody's writing a screenplay and then they're like, they get to page 87. They're like, all right, now we're going to have this plot twist. And... they didn't think about anything that happened before. All right. So let's see. Oh, the reason I brought up Hellboy 2 was the end of this movie the same ending as Hellboy 2?
Pretty much.
I'm pretty sure it's like the same ending.
They just ripped it.
So you have this whole family and this legacy, and you find out that the Reapers and the vampires are all related.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all intertwined.
They're all related, and there's this family and a brother and a sister and the dad, and this is, which is what you had in Golden Army?
Yes.
And then it was like, in that, the brother sacrifices himself to die for the sister.
Yeah.
For at the, you know, to spat in the face of the father. I'm watching them the other day. I was like, oh my God, this is Hellboy 2.
So Hellboy 2 just lifted the story and did, I mean, it again.
And please, and I'm sure there's, you know, there's little variant differences, but if I'm way off base, anybody listening, dude, seriously, hit me up.
The shell of the story.
You're not. Yeah, I was like, wow, it's literally the same ending.
Interesting.
Yeah, but Hellboy 2 is a great movie. I mean, it, you know.
Is it the better of the Hellboys?
I think so, because it's just more fun to watch.
I would agree with that.
I mean,
the first one didn't do a whole lot for me.
No. And it, you know, it's like, even later, like, I've tried to, like, rewatch it, and it's just like, it's kind of tedious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that was not Del Toro. That was Del Toro. He did both of those movies, didn't he?
I believe so.
Okay. He just didn't do the first Blade.
No.
And thankfully, he didn't do the third Blade, because I would not want that movie attached to my name either.
Ryan Reynolds, man.
And Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
The always talented Jessica Biel. Who did her best work on BoJack Horseman. You watch BoJack?
I do not.
I love BoJack. All right. So let's see. Blade 2. What else we got on this one?
Can I ask a question about Blade?
Yeah. Ask it.
Blade goes to all these exotic places, right? He's like in Prague. And in London.
Are you going to ask me how he gets there?
How the fuck does Blade travel?
That's some good questions.
How is Blade getting across borders? How is he crossing oceans in time to
where does he get his funding?
Vampire shit.
For all that stuff.
Yeah, is there like a vampire... Is there like a rich dude that's got a vampire vendetta? And he's just happy to fund Blade's escapades looking for... his bit of revenge.
Now, one thing about this movie that kind of goes along with this weekend is the original villain of this was supposed to be Morbius.
Morbius.
Which you introduced me to, and I've probably seen that scene before, but it's obviously more relevant now. So it's you know, a deleted scene from the first one that would have been an alternate ending in which... Blade encountered another daywalking vampire standing, hair blowing, jacket blowing,
flapping
in the wind. And that would have set up Morbius as a villain for this movie. But thankfully for all of us, Sony decided, hey bro, hold off on Morbius. We've got plans for Morbius. We're going to wait for Jared Leto to become just a big enough piece of shit. And then we're going to launch him into the MCU. They're like, what's the MCU? Like, trust us, dude. Just wait for it. Because Jared Leto was a thing back then. And I remember watching him get the shit beat out of him in Fight Club going, I don't know who that dude was, but that was like the best part of the movie. My wife's like, that was Jared Leto. You don't like him. I was like, oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I know that dude.
Was he in his band then? Was he popular as a musical person?
I don't know, man. I don't remember where he came from. I think he was just one of those people that when I saw his face, I was like, who's that dude? I don't like his face at all, man.
Does he got a Jesse Plemons face where you just want to punch him?
Jesse Plemons at least has talent.
Yes, of course. I can understand
why you'd want to punch him.
At his acting prowess.
I think he does a good job.
Facial thing alone.
I think Plemons does a great job of playing on that.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it works in his favor.
I just can't understand what Sony was thinking casting Jared Leto. When has he ever been a box office draw for anything?
So you watched him as Joker and said the guy that made the worst, that was a part of the worst DC movie, we're going to make part of our universe. And that just does not make... I mean, that's just a bad choice right from the start. He was awful. And you could see that he was awful. And here we are with another Jared Leto movie.
Yeah, it's just weird. So that movie's getting raked over the coals.
I'm glad reviews. We got to talk about it again. Huh? I'm glad we got to talk about it again.
So, I mean, but it's going to be, I don't know, man. And you've got Blade coming into the MCU. He's getting a movie?
Yeah.
Or a show? Movie.
Movie, I believe.
Okay. And he is somehow going to tie into the Eternals?
I'm sure there's probably...
Probably Moon Knight? Well, he was... Oh, you haven't seen Eternals. Remember, his voice is at the end of the movie.
I have seen that.
The last credit scene, it's Blade going, are you ready for whatever he says to him? It's very Nick Fury at the end of Iron Man, but, you know. So Moon Knight, I imagine he ties into that.
Probably.
We're going to get an introduction to him in Werewolf by Night.
Cool.
Do you know this one?
No.
This is a project that's being directed by Michael Giacchino.
The musical guy?
Yeah.
I said the musical guy.
The musical fucking legend.
Yeah. That guy's done like every great thing for the past 20 years.
Yeah, he is fucking amazing. Werewolf by Night. Let's see. Let me see if we can find anything. Anyway, it's going to be for Disney Plus Halloween special. And it's going to be directed by Giacchino. And it's going to introduce Blade.
That's so super cool.
Yeah, I mean, so they're going to bring him in a... Obviously a wider sweep than he was... Previously, I mean, he's gonna, you know, I'm just trying to imagine how he, you know, vampires and shit.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange. I mean, I imagine you can get him in with that, maybe. I'm trying to figure out where your big movie angle is, you know? Eternals didn't work because nobody wants that anymore. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Nobody's asking.
So it's like from here on out, we won't get another Eternals movie, I wouldn't think, but we'll see those Eternals
in other stuff.
In other stuff, yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you no longer have that angle. So it's like, you know, Moon Knight's going to be interesting. We're one episode in on Moon Knight.
One episode.
I've seen 4 episodes.
Dick.
Well,
I have to say that, but I say it out of jealousy, Tim.
Oh, I know
that comes from a place of envy.
Oh, I know. And I would totally, here's the thing. I would totally let you watch that. But my family saw the lengths that Disney goes to for their security when I had to go through and like digitally sign for my screeners. I mean, it's like the rules of Fight Club.
Yeah.
It's like, rule number one, don't let anybody else watch these links. Rule number two, nobody is allowed to be in the room while you're watching these links.
Just like, do they like,
I had to
access your computer camera so they can see who's watching?
I had to do like authentifications for the authentications. I mean, you know, it's like you have to go through and like enter, you know, pull up the authentication app. And enter this code in like a time. It's like fucking MacGyver shit. But then it's like, I did that. And it's like, now authenticate. I mean, it's like, it does not fuck around, you know? So I was like, man, as much as I'd love to go over there and just like pop this on for David, I was like, I could just see them being like, that is coming from a totally different fucking address. And then they're like shooting you with a missile, like from fucking real genius. It's going to be like that situation, man, where they're just like shooting houses. I'm You're gone. Like, what the fuck's going on out there?
Well, it's Disney, so they have those hover carriers.
So, I mean, I imagine, you know, we're going to get all these dudes together, Blade and Moon Knight. But Morbius? Ideally, I think maybe that would have been ideal, right? But now it's like, God, not that one. Surely that's like an alternate universe.
He's got to be in that Venomverse over on the other timeline with Tom Hardy.
Yeah. But I feel like you probably tainted the character a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
right, man. Well, let's see. What, yeah. So, in retrospect, thoughts on the Blade 2 viewing?
Another quality viewing.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun. Wesley Snipes at his best, I think.
It didn't age well. In weird ways, though. You know what I'm saying? It's more like the aesthetic. It's like you would look at it and be like, oh, man.
Oh,
this is so 90s, 2000. I mean, it was like, 2002? But still, it's just like, it's so that.
Absolutely.
That Matrix chic, slick. It's just like, why, though?
You know? But now it's kind of endearing. You know, it feels okay.
What is the better Blade movie? First or second?
I'll always say the first one, but I say this kind of like with Nolan's Batman. You know, The Dark Knight is probably the better movie, but Batman Begins is far more enjoyable to me.
Blade 2 certainly fits in with that really good sequels. I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, even though I agree that I like the first one better. This could be in that argument of sequels that are better than, you know, or at least match the first one.
I think this is probably the better movie, for sure.
Yeah. It's Del Toro, man.
Yeah.
Del Toro. All right, man. Well, Hooligans, that's going to do it for our Blade episode, man.
Blade 2.
Yeah.
Blade 2.
Blade 2. There's Blade Trinity, which we won't get into. We talked about it.
Yeah.
A mess.
We kind of could for the fun of it, though.
Well,
it's pretty bad.
I mean, yeah. That's a whole different thing, man. Because Snipes is legendary. That was like the beginning of his downfall.
Yes.
Things were refusing changing. To come out of his trailer because he was smoking weed.
Yeah,
and it's just like this is your movie, though, dude.
You didn't want to.
It's your thing. This is your thing. You know. Anyways, but I personally am welcoming the Wesley Snipes renaissance.
Yes, I look forward to seeing what
hoping to see some him being, you know, do something cool. You know, it was kind of fun to see him show up in Coming to America.
Right,
thought that was a fun role for him. And of course, I'd love to see him in Blade somehow. Just
working know,
there's
in there.
There's been rumors that he's going to play Dracula, but I don't think we'll go quite that far. I just think we'll see him as
just somebody.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah,
he'll be involved. All right, man. Hooligans, that's going to do it for us. We love you. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. And hit us up on the socials. DMC Keeper, that's David. Real Tim English, that's me. Two E's. Yeah, man. We're the Real Hooligans. We out.